The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock. Big
Dummy!
Hello, Kyle. Welcome to the men's room. Hello, Kyle.
Yeah. I'm here.
Hola. Welcome to the men's room. Kyle, sober or not sober?
Sober.
Kyle, welcome to Big Dummy. All right, Kyle, our men's room poll, you're going to give up one for the new year. Pizza, social media, shaving, or booze?
Social media can go out the door.
There it goes. Right there with it. All right, here is your question. Which planet in the solar system is known as Earth's twin, based on size, not appearance?
I just had to say Mars.
It's Venus, isn't it?
It is Venus.
We're the same size, but Venus is ugly.
Venus is real ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Real, real ugly.
Gassy.
Very gassy. All right, your question, which witch is flattened by a house in The Wizard of Oz?
The Wicked Witch of the West?
Oh, nope. East? East. Wicked Witch of the East. The West, remember, she melted because of water, which tells me she didn't bathe.
She's gross.
Stank witch.
That's why she was green.
I'd eat that late at night.
Stank
What's
witch?
What's that?
I don't know. You get it from a food truck or
a
something?
A stank witch?
Yeah.
It's got to have like a stinky cheese on it.
Like, we don't serve sandwiches.
Or it's just like a, you know, it's like a... It's
onions
like a,
and...
It's like a cheese steak, and there's like chicken tenders in there and fries. It's just a mess. Stankwich.
The stankwich.
God. Glad we clarified that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Because I quite like, you'd eat
I'd
what
eat
exactly?
That night.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, now I really want it.
The stankwich. All right, your question.
I have so much
choice.
Heartburn. I shouldn't be. I have some eating steak witches at 2 in the morning.
All right.
I got to slow down on the weed.
Going to stick with Wizard of Oz here. Terry, that is the dog that played Toto. That is the actual dog's name. Terry.
Terry.
Hey, Terry, I got a gig for you. So, Terry, the dog that played Toto in The Wizard of Oz, was featured in how many Hollywood movies? 1, 3, 11, or 13?
Go with 11.
I'll say 1. Terry was in 13 movies, Miles.
I knew it had to be one extremely.
Terry early. Was in 13 movies, including Terry Does Dallas, which they then banned everywhere.
What is it, like Return to Toto? Did they acknowledge him, or did they?
No, he was Toto once, man. You know, he's like the actor that said, I already did that role. I'm not trying to reprise it. So he went on to do 12 other movies, and apparently, when this dog Terry died, it, like, sent these horrible ripples through Hollywood. Like, he would have been like Benji. He was the go-to dog for anything in Hollywood.
Is the band Toto named after the dog?
It has to be. What other Toto do you know?
I'm asking.
I mean, honest to God. The only other time I heard Toto from the time I saw Wizard of Oz as a kid is when the band Toto showed up. So, to me, you have to have named the band.
Right.
It doesn't mean they did, but I can't think of another Toto.
I think the most prolific dog in Hollywood is Rin Tin Tin.
Would it be Rin Tin Tin or Lassie?
But Lassie just did Lassie. Rin Tin Tin was like a decorated war hero or something, too.
Like in real life?
Oh, yeah. That dog's badass.
Okay.
He was in a bunch of films.
Did not know that. All right.
They got nothing on Flipper.
Flipper the
Flipper
dolphin.
Was a racist.
Hey, man, Flipper was a racist-ass dolphin.
Man.
This has been covered. It's been documented. All right. Your question. We know that 911 is for emergency services. 311 is non-emergency services. 411 is for information. What is 511?
Oh, geez. Penis size?
Not penis size.
It would be U.S. travel conditions. So if you're going to travel?
Never heard that.
What do you got, Mike?
Just a quick search here. The Wikipedia confirmed Toto was named after the dog.
The man. Yeah. It had to be.
Hold the line.
Yeah. Yeah, Toto joke.
Mm-hmm.
All right, your question. In what country would you find the active volcano Krakatoa?
What country? Krakatoa.
It will not surprise you that there's an active volcano on this in this country.
Also, one of the biggest amusement parks you'll ever see right across the water. Huge. Like, I mean, a huge amusement park.
For real?
Yes. It's kind of like the KFC at the right.
Japan?
Mm-hmm.
Not Japan.
Indonesia. Indonesia. Question number six here, Kyle.
Ted, someone is saying that the Stankwich would be tuna and roast beef.
Oh, damn. God, yeah.
Easy.
No, I just needed a bunch of stuff together.
Yeah.
Put a little stank on it.
You want our stank sauce?
I was about to say, what kind of sauce are we putting on this stank sandwich?
Stank sauce.
Yeah, it's stank sauce, man.
Donkey sauce.
It always plays like real funky bass-heavy music at my stand.
God. Would you like a side of stank sauce, or you just want it directly on your stankwich?
We'll put stank on everything tonight, all right?
All right, your question.
Stank gravy. Stank butter.
Stank butter. It ain't dank, but it's stank.
Stank ranch. It's tangy.
Can you buy like stankwiches at the...
You get a stankwich. And then you get some stank sauce on the side, man. Dip your stankwich in the stank.
See, the more we talk about it, like, I wonder what it tastes like.
I know my stomach's starting to growl. Like, this is what you're growling about is stank sauce. That's what put me over the top. All right, your question.
Stank cheese.
Where is the Museum of Pop Culture located?
Oh, Seattle.
You got
it.
Oh,
wow. Nice. Well, that was a little easier.
What were you thinking?
No, I'm just saying it's here.
Well, I know, but a lot of times you don't know.
Do you know where the Nutcracker Museum is located?
The Nutcracker Museum.
It's only one in the country. Leavenworth.
Leavenworth?
Leavenworth.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I had no idea.
Big dummy!
My mom loves Nutcrackers. We went over there one year. I've been to the museum.
Is it even, like, say I have the kids, I'm in Leavenworth. Is it even worth going in there?
I would suggest you let the wife or the kids go see the museum.
Okay.
It was the second time we went over there. My mom was like, we should go to that museum again. I said, cool. I'm going to be over at the Moochin House having a beer.
There you go.
Do they have test nuts? I mean, can you bring them in?
I don't know.
So it's not like Pez where they have like a...
Nuts. I brought in some nuts, man. I want to test out your nutcracker.
Testers and the mine if it doesn't work.
Right.
So it's not like Pez dispensers where they have like a Keanu Reeves nutcracker.
Yeah, I mean, these are traditional... I don't remember.
I just figure if we're going to have a museum of them, you know, like the men's room nutcrackers. Like, they're all, it's just us up there.
You went Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
All the people out there, the Keanu Reeves nutcracker.
Who would you go with? What nutcracker would you want?
Whoa.
Samuel L. Jackson nutcracker.
When was he a nutcracker?
Well, it's not that he...
He wasn't in.
Nutcracker's just a dude.
Like, are any celebrities represented with nutcrackers?
Yeah.
Because you're right. Like, Pez dispensers, you can get that kind of thing. But does anyone have, like, limited time nutcrackers? Why don't we do that, like, for the Mariners? Instead of bobblehead night, it's nutcracker night.
I would do Steve Harvey because he's got the teeth.
I actually I bought a Seattle nutcracker from, like, Bartell one year. They had one in there.
What does it look like?
Is it the Starbucks fish?
Yeah, it's like wearing a Sonics jersey.
So it's just a nutcracker, but wearing Seattle jersey.
I was like, I gotta have this thing.
It's got a Mariner cap.
Seriously.
Okay.